You know, Eric's been pretty busy around this building, not just playing basketball and trying to become a better basketball player so he could beat Joey, or so he could tank the game so he'd end up with a penis tattoo, not just doing stand-up or working on his stand-up, but digging up stories just like we do. You know, running around the internet trying to find that really unique thing that maybe somebody we can call, or a guest we can get, or a bit we can somehow work something out on. And so, anyway, he's been ballyhooing what I think is actually an interesting story, and right up our alley. It's a story about a 60-year-old guy who kicked an extra point for his college football team. And the video is really funny. I mean, this guy is 60 going on 70. Did you see this guy's picture or any of the video?
Mm-mm.
Well, his kick is so bad, it barely makes the extra point. I mean, honestly, it just barely is over
barely
the crossbar.
Barely, yeah.
And the guy is just plain ancient. So, anyway, we've got, strangely enough, right off the bat, there's a little bit of a problem. There are a bunch of phone numbers for this guy.
Yes.
And, in fact, I think there's 7 or 8. Eric's finally, he's narrowed it down to, he thinks it's one of these two.
Yeah.
Which is, again, kind of a problem. I mean, you sort of need the one phone number.
Yes.
We've done this before. We've sort of gone in search of.
Oh, God.
But someone like this shouldn't be that hard to find, but I guess we'll try. This is Eric's first foray into finding guests. And everyone is a little, just a little less than certain about somebody's phone number, since Eric did the legwork on this story.
Yeah.
So if this is not the 61-year-old's, or the 60-year-old's phone number, how shocked anyone's going to be.
Hello.
Hi, is Alan Moore there, please?
No.
Does Alan live there?
Who's this?
It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. Is this the home of the Alan Moore that kicked an extra point for his college football team?
No.
Oh, it's not. Well, we have this boneheaded intern. This guy's a total moron, and he claimed this was the 60-year-old's phone number who kicked an extra point for his college. His name's Alan Moore?
No. No.
Yeah, do you want to yell at this guy?
No,
because he's wasted a lot of time.
He's
your time.
His own problems already.
Yeah, oh, he's got a lot of problems. He's 26 years old and he's never had sex, for one. She hung up at that point. She didn't want to talk to you.
She hung up.
She was so disgusted. Oh my God.
Yeah.
27. Oh,
she was out.
It.
That's hilarious. She hung up on that.
She did.
That was too much for her to deal with.
Not because she was talking about sex with complete strangers, either.
No, it had nothing to do with that. It wasn't the fact that sex came up in a conversation with a complete stranger.
Is it? We were talking about no sex for someone who's 26.
Yes.
This number, actually, we're just calling to verify that it's not Alan Moore's number.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Is not available at the tone.
Oh.
Please record your message.
Nice number, Eric. Didn't even have a tone on the answering machine.
Boy.
Do you suppose the tone went by?
You stink!
You miss it?
I don't think so.
Enough breath. How's it going?
Maybe she never
you
hit the
stink!
Button to start it.
Hello? If you're recording, there's no way the beep could be coming now. We're just calling to verify this is not Alan Moore's number, because our doofus intern says it is, the 60-year-old that kicked the extra point. If for some miracle reason he got lucky and this is the number, please call us back at 248-586-2980. I know this isn't the number, though. I know you won't be calling us, and so sorry to waste your time. But nice job on that voicemail, by the way. Nice getting the beep in the place it belongs.
Yeah.
Okay, so if this is the 60-year-old extra point kicker, which we know it isn't, call us back, but otherwise just forget it. Go on with your life. Sorry, our intern did
fix
this.
Fix your tone.
Yes, fix your tone.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, you looked up the football coach?
Oh, yes.
Okay, this is not another Eric.
I'm starting to like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
Nice going, Eric.
Thanks.
What a waste of time.
Jesus.
Everybody, I'm a virgin.
What's... Aww. Eric, she was so disgusted, she hung up.
Tell everybody.
The last time I saw you, did I remember to tell you how ugly I think you are?
Good job.
Who is this, Pylon Eric?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Eric's a good-looking guy.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
I don't know what his problem is. Okay, so what's this number? Six. Is this another Eric number here?
Six.
No, seriously. If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
Okay. This number?
Yeah. No, the one below it.
Okay, I just wondered if that was another Eric number we could call and fail on.
No, that one above it is the school, and then below it's the football office.
If anybody still has any interest in this, which I doubt.
Doubt.
It was, Eric thought it was interesting, which makes it very questionable to start with.
Follow that guy, and that is an order. And stay away from that guy, who I actually would describe as ugly, and that is another order. So two orders.
No.
I think Eric's hurting. What time is it? Because Eric's
hurting. You're reaching Danny Robertson, head football coach at Holmes Community College. Please leave a message after the beep.
Of course he's not there. We're operating on Eric's luck.
Guy's pushing his voice, too.
Or press pound for more options.
Someone actually wrote next to the numbers for the kicker, Eric's numbers. Nice going, Eric. Well, do we have some kind of bailout call we can make?
What time is it?
Now that Eric's put us in the hole.
What do you got, Eric?
I got those other numbers from the other town, I guess.
Oh, for the 60-year-old?
Yeah.
No way.
Get the f*** out!
Oh, there's five numbers for Alan Moore?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Did you narrow it down at all?
Five numbers?
You didn't narrow it down at all.
Eric, we're not supposed to spend all afternoon trying to find the number.
This is my whole day.
We're supposed to just call and connect.
All right, we'll take the five numbers.
We'll be here till four.
Let's just find out.
That's okay.
Let's find out just how poorly conceived this whole thing is.
What a total idiot.
Take your time, Eric.
No problem.
Good job.
Idiot.
Slow down.
Starting to like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
You stink!
It's only airtime.
What a total idiot.
It's only airtime, just ticking away, dwindling by, nothing going on, nothing alternate plan to spend it on.
I'm left for you to take him and then.
Because we were so sure this was, if you brought this one in, it had to be huge. It's the first thing you've really brought to our attention.
Dead air!
Idiot!
You stink!
Did you hear him back there, by the way?
He's getting pissed, isn't he?
He's in an argument with himself.
Yep, it's only four people with their time just a-wasting. Clock ticking. I don't know what we all make an hour combined, but it's significant.
Boo!
You hear that? That's everybody changing channels because we're waiting.
Boo!
What a total
That's
idiot.
The loudest noise in Detroit, the sound of everyone changing the dial while we do Eric's bit.
He's a poo-poo head. Yeah, he's a poo-poo face.
Ooh, man, Eric, you're taking a lot of shots from these kids.
You don't have to get all five at once. You can give us one at a time.
Yeah, way to be efficient.
He's a poo-poo head.
Just take your time and get it right.
Someone took away on purpose, I think.
Oh, some invisible person came over there and stole your numbers?
Yeah.
When he first started looking for him, I looked at the screen he was on, and I just went back there, and it's the same screen.
Eric!
Same screen.
Eric! What's the chance one of these five people will be the Alan Moore?
Of course not.
None.
Freaking idiot.
Oh. What is it?
Louisiana.
Why don't we just call every
name? We've been calling the wrong state?
Mississippi.
Eric, don't be afraid to give us the wrong area code either.
Quiet. Oh, I don't have a pen, and there's 20 of them sitting there.
Oh, man. Nice. Way to be prepared.
Five and six.
He's a poo-poo head. Yeah, he's a poo-poo face.
Okay. Here's number one. Number one. Oh, Eric's bit. Seemed like a good idea. Trying to get this intern moved along. Bring some ideas to the program.
There you go.
Execute them.
Here's something for Eric. One.
Now put your mouth over the barrel of this gun. This guy is an absolute load.
He's a poo-poo head.
Yep, number one. Dead on arrival. DOA. Don't even have voicemail. Loser.
Yeah, he's a poo-poo face. He's a poo-poo head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this one's gold.
I've got some bad news. You're fired. You need to pack up your things and go.
I'm tired of your nonsense. You're fired.
Apparently there's an S in this number. Three. Can you read this number?
Oh, there's an S in this number? So all of them are numbers in one letter?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's a five.
Well, it's ringing.
That means less than nothing.
Eric said it was gold.
He's a poo-poo head.
Oh, boy. I hope we don't have somebody once again. Ooh. Whoa. Oh, nice. Got a fax number.
Oh, man.
It's a little closer.
I don't know. It's the last I have.
Oh. What's this? Fax directory assistance?
No. These are him.
Oh, okay.
I'll bet my reputation on it.
Are these gold?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, wow, wait.
It's the same one.
This is not Alan Moore's house, is it? Hello?
Oh,
no.
Give me the gold. I want the gold.
He went back to the wall.
Wait, hold on.
Same lady.
He knew that it would work.
Was that the same? Was that the same
yes,
one?
Yes,
it was.
Yes,
it was.
Yes. Oh, man.
Any other numbers we can call back, Eric? Thinking they're a new number?
He's a poo-poo head. Wow.
He's a poo-poo head. Yeah, he's a poo-poo face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. This also is the same number as number two. This is a repeat also.
I meant five numbers.
Oh, brother.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
There's no question.
This is poo-poo head.
Wow.
What's the matter? You gotta make a poo-poo?
Were you homeschooled?
Actually, there was a period in my life
where I was. Right.
I think my mom got sick of me, though.
What are these?
Is that the end of the phone numbers, Eric? Are we
Let's
done?
Let's hope so.
Are we done with all conceivable?
That's
no,
the last,
these are the last two.
Totally different area code.
We might as well start in the beginning of the phone book and
Wait,
just go all the way to the end.
How could there be a different area code and possibly be the guy? That's ridiculous.
He is retard.
So we've been calling possibly the wrong area code for five or six numbers, and now we've got the right one. Or we've been calling the right area code for five or six, and now we've got
At
the
no
wrong one.
No additional charge.
What the hell's the matter with you?
No longer in service. Please stay on the line for alternative businesses.
Classic mix-up.
They sound good in my brain, and my tongue makes not the words sound very good.
Oh, boy.
Classic mix-up.
Last number for Eric.
He's just mentally retarded, I guess.
Last chance to bail Eric out.
Three, four.
Boy, I feel like a horse's patoot.
He's a poo-poo head. Yeah, he's a poo-poo face.
These numbers? Come on, these are real numbers.
I think there might have been an Alan Moore in here somewhere. Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Classic mix-up.
You was an idiot.
Yeah, hi. We're looking for Alan Moore, who I'm sure does not live here because our intern, Eric, this 26-year-old dope, came up with his phone number concerning someone who was in a story about kicking an extra point at age 60. And I know you're going, who is this nut? I'm sure this is miles from anything anyone in your home has ever done, but just on the off one in a million chance, this is that Alan Moore. Please call us back at 248-586-2980, and we apologize for Eric's complete and utter incompetence in wasting all this time for you, because, you know, you and I both know...
He's a poo-poo head. Yeah, he's a poo-poo face.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
When are you going to use your goddamn brain for once in your life, huh?
Get out of here, idiot.
Jeez. That's a nice little drop of salt there.
Yikes.
Nice bit, Eric. Now we're going to bail out of that one. What do we do now? Call Truck Tree Guy?
About the nude guy with a mailbox?
This guy was charged for picking his mail up in the nude.
Freaking idiot.
This is weird. Didn't they say that he's done this before? This idea that he was just
he's been warned.
Because he thought, yeah.
He's been warned many times, but apparently he loves being nude in the neighborhood.
Do you know how old he is?
He's 63.
Ah.
Very important.
He's a couple years older than Alan Moore.
Doesn't seem like they're always in their 60s.
He's nudist.
Let's start paying attention to that.
Gary?
Yes?
Hey, Gary, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, we were just calling. I guess, are some people in your neighborhood giving you a bad time about picking up your mail in the nude?
What? Hello?
Gary? Gary?
Gary?
Gary? Guess phone's broken. Sounds like the guy.
Sure does.
Let's see if he's a little more animated on the second call.
We have a hit.
Who looked up that number?
Yeah, that's a hit. Did Eric look this up?
God, no. One.
Yep.
Gary, I'm sorry we got cut off. The phone disconnected or something. Are you the one having problems with picking up the mail in the nude?
Leave me alone.
Well, wait a minute.
This is the first time we called. Why don't you leave the neighbors alone, dude? Yeah. Mr. Nude.
You're just a dope.
Well, that's the guy, all right.
Nice going.
And once again, everyone else is the trouble.
Yeah.
Not him. Nope. Walking out of the mailbox nude all the time in front of young kids is perfectly all right, but question him on it, and you're the bad guy.
Yeah, two girls actually made the complaint. Two girls, 9 and 11.
Nice.
And he wants to be left alone.
Yeah, guy's bordering on being a child molester, and we're the trouble.
All right, buddy. Go ahead and unbutton your pants.
These people.
Would you stop her, Red?
Hello, you've reached Gary and Leslie.
Gary, put some clothes on, and everything will be okay.
Quit walking out to the mailbox in front of young girls.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And being a creep.
Yeah, people do not want to see you nude.
You got that?
Gare? I think he heard us.
I don't think so either. He keeps answering his phone. He must love it. He must want to talk to us.
Well,
you know why else he keep answering?
It's the next best thing to being nude in front of people.
I guess. Now he's just going to stand in front of his picture window, probably, with his hands on his hips.
Freaking idiot.
Looking out at the fall color.
Hello, you've reached Gary and Leslie Aves. They're not available right now. Please leave them a message.
He's got another. Somebody else living with this guy?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You hang up. I'm coming over there.
Gary, just calling to ask you to please stop picking up your mail in the nude. You've been asked repeatedly to stop doing it. There are kids in the neighborhood. Nobody is at all enthralled with your penis.
Yeah, nobody is getting an extra heartbeat seeing your hanging penis in testicle set, sir.
Except for Gary. Gary gets quite a charge out of it.
Except for you. So
no one else does.
Enjoy it in the back bedroom yourself, okay? This idea of running out there nude because you're trying to hurry up and get the mail without anybody seeing it. Everybody reads that. Everybody sees right through that. Quit being a perv.
And quit being a...
He's a poo-poo head. Yeah, what? He's a poo-poo face.
That too.
Thanks, Gare.
See ya. Doing our part.
What a guy.
Trying to
change. Fine, I don't want to talk to you anyways.
Just trying to change the world for the better.
That's right. One nude male fetcher at a time.
At a time, that's right.
Little me. My nuts are small as pearls. You like to laugh at me cause I'm hung just like a squirrel. Sometimes it bugs me, I'm not a bigger guy. When I was a baby it was exactly the same size. But there's nothing I can do cause I only got a 3-inch toe.
I don't wanna see your wiener.
Come home with me. Have a cocktail at my place. I gotta tell you before we get past second base. In my pants, ain't no big swing. But if you can find him, he's a friendly little thing. Well, there's nothing I can do. I only got a 3-inch toe.
Put your pants back on!
When I'm coming out of the pool. I got a 1-inch tool.
I don't want to see your wiener.
Put your pants back on. Sometimes I wonder if it'll ever extend. I get embarrassed when I'm hanging with my friends. They like to razz me, I don't know why. They get me a happy meal and supersize my pride. And there's nothing I can do. I only got 3-inch toes. And when I'm coming out of the pool, I only got a 1-inch toe. Yeah, it's small, but it's real cool. I'm happy with a 3-inch toe. I only got a 3-inch toe.
I don't want to see your wiener.
I think the mixing kind of ends at that point.
Mm.
At least there's nothing more in the book about it.
Just implied after that, they went on to have every imaginable kind of sex you could possibly have.
Yeah.